Kim Fox called Jussie Smollett washed-up celeb who lied to cops in text messages. By Joshua Kaplan on April 16, 2019. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox referred to actor Jussie Smollett as a washed-up celeb who lied to cops in text messages to members of her staff sent roughly 2 weeks prior to her office dropping all charges against the Empire star. "So, I'm recused, but when people accuse us of overcharging cases, 16 counts on a Class 4 felony, becomes Exhibit A," Fox wrote a staffer on March 8, the same day Jussie Smollett was indicted on 16 felony counts by a Cook County grand jury for filing a false police report on January 29. The Chicago Police Department charged that Smollett staged a hate crime against himself in downtown Chicago in an attempt to boost his career. Texts show Fox referenced another case in what appears to have been as an effort to compare Smollett's situation to another case involving a child molester. Pedophile with 4 victims, 10 counts. Washed-up celeb who lied to cops, 16. On a case eligible for deferred prosecution, I think it's indicative of something we should be looking at generally. Just because we can charge something doesn't mean we should. The eyebrow-raising messages were obtained through a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request by CBS Chicago. The texts also show Fox's office struggled to manage a tsunami of media requests after the charges were dropped against Smollett. "Just wish I could have anticipated the magnitude of this response and planned a bit better," Riesel Lanier, Cook County Assistant State's Attorney, wrote in one message. In a statement Tuesday, Fox said she contacted First Assistant Cook County State's Attorney Joseph Maggots following Smollett's indicted to discuss reviewing office policies to assure consistencies in our charging and our use of appropriate charging authority. "I was elected to bring criminal justice reform, and that includes intentionally, consistency, and discretion. I will continue to uphold these guiding principles," she added. Meanwhile, Inspector General Patrick Blanchard will open his own probe into the Cook County State's Attorney's handling of the case. Jussie Smollett, who is black and gay, maintains he told the truth in alleging that two masked men attacked him, yelling racist and anti-gay insult slurs. The actor also claimed that the assailants wrapped a rope around his neck and screamed, "This is MAGA country," before fleeing. Earlier April, Chicago officials filed a civil lawsuit against Smollett for refusing to repay around $130,000 that police spent on investigating the alleged hate hoax. Despite claiming to have recused herself from the case, a Cook County spokesperson admitted last month that Fox only did so in a colloquial, but not in a legal sense. Fox faced blistering criticism from an anonymous assistant state's attorney in her office over the Smollett case, who described the situation as an international laughingstock in a letter obtained by CWV Chicago. The unnamed staff member also ripped Fox for suggesting racism was driving criticism for dropping the charges against the actor. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yu has said Fox could serve up to 20 years in prison if convicted of corruption for her handling of the Smollett case. The Chicago Fraternal Order of Police has called on Fox to resign from her post.